It's Thursday, January 28th, 2021, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. The macOS share of market is different than you think. Pepsi goes Minecraft, and European data sovereignty takes another step. This is the Business of Tech. Catnip of the day, market data. IDC has reports that macOS is the operating system for 23% of computers at U.S. companies with 1,000 employees or more. This is up from 17% in 2019. Mac devices shipped to employees in enterprise jumped 34% in the second quarter of last year. Why do we care? I'm going to dwell here for a moment. In the enterprise, Macs are 1 in 4 machines. 1 in 4. Let that sink in for a moment. And let's cross-reference with Microsoft, whose earnings were out this week, and they aren't hurting. Office up 13%, Cloud 23%, and Azure 50%. Do not cry for Windows. I'm focused on a couple of statements. The endpoint doesn't matter that much, particularly as the cloud consumes all. And vendors just don't deliver enough of this. I used to quip that ignoring Macs is 10% of the market. At least considering the enterprise, you're ignoring 23%. While I don't have SMB data here, you can't tell me it hasn't been going up. I've reported tons of sales data around that. Sprinkle Chromebooks on top of that, you have a very different market than I think most providers' instincts would lead them to believe. Windows only? You're either a relic or about to be one. Here's an innovative idea. PepsiCo is rolling out a project, after a successful prototype, to do warehouse training in Minecraft. Why? After too much fatigue and remote learning, an employee's 11-year-old son inspired the idea. The company tried it, and after the successful prototype, is rolling it out to 300 employees in 2021. The program simulates a 3D warehouse. Trainees learn to reduce waste and inefficiency in a distribution company. All within the game. Why do we care? Here's a case study example we can all embrace. Think different is cliche, but for a reason. This is my pushback to those who say it'll all bounce back. This is a time to rethink ideas, not just assume it all goes back. Those who rethink win, and those who don't will languish. In Zoom. A follow-up to some stories about European data sovereignty. Atos and OVH Cloud have come together to build that, quote, 100% European, end quote, multi-cloud solution. The two companies are founding members of Gaia-X, that European association focused on data and cloud. The group is focused on building a European solution to take on U.S. and Chinese cloud companies. Why do we care? Look, normally I'm totally dismissive of announcements like this. This one broke through because of the why. Europeans want to build their own cloud, and here it is. It's all about data privacy laws. The internet is splitting along these alignments. The US companies in particular are going to be under a lot of pressure to grow. I won't be surprised one bit to see them create a new European version of every offering. And then some US customers are going to want that. This new standard is coming. It's just a matter of how fast it gets here. Are you still relying on a frustrating patchwork of legacy solutions? Modernize your cybersecurity and data protection with Acronis Cyber Protect Cloud. It's a single solution that combines backup, anti-malware, and endpoint protection management. As an MSP, you can easily improve client security posture, eliminate complexity, and generate more recurring revenue. Learn more about Acronis Cyber Protect Cloud at acronis.com. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. No big quip, but I did want to highlight I launched a new show on YouTube called What I Tell Investors. The first three episodes now available on our YouTube channel at youtube.com/MSP Radio. Talk to you again tomorrow.